because the passage in Luke that you just read.
我们要看一看路加福音。
About Jesus coming into the city and being worshipped.
讲到耶稣进耶路撒冷，并且被众人敬拜。
And what we learn is that worship is about focusing on Jesus.
我们知道敬拜的中心是主耶稣。
And we're going to see that when we look at Luke.
我们看路加福音的时候。
And we're going to see it when we look at each other.
也能够看到这个主题。 而且我们看到彼此身上也是这个主题。
When I was 12 years old,
我12岁的时候,
I first started helping at my church.
我就开始在教会服侍了。
And they let me take the offering.
他们让我去收敬拜, 收那个奉献。
And I don't know if that was a good choice.
我觉得这个还可以。
But they let me do it.
但是他们我不喜欢做, 但是他们还非让我做这个。
And that helped me learn that church was a place for me.
这个事情让我知道说在教会中是有一些事情需要我来做。
And I know that when I talk with students,
我跟同学们、学生们讲话的时候,
or when I speak with those in college,
或者我跟大学生交谈的时候,
or a little bit older,
或者跟那些年纪再大一点的人接触的时候,
sometimes it doesn't feel like church is for them.
有的时候好像教会并不是被这些人预备的。
Sometimes we send them away to be with other kids.
有时候我们让他们去跟别的孩子在一起。
And church is for grown-ups.
有的时候还有给大人的敬拜和给孩子的敬拜。
And when I talk to students, sometimes what I hear
我跟学生交谈的时候我听到
is that when they are old enough and too big to be dragged to church,
当他们年纪大一点,不会被家长逼着去教会的时候,
they don't want to go to church anymore.
他们就不想去教会了。
And so sometimes churches get stuck with who's there.
所以有的时候教会里总是就那几个人。
Because church is about them being happy.
因为教会是为了让他们高兴。
Instead of trying to build up the next generation to grow and to know Jesus.
而不是去帮助下一代的人成长认识耶稣。
And so what you do,
所以你们所做的,
and the way that you invest in the next generation,
你们在下一代身上所投入的,
helps to make sure
是非常好的,
that it's not just you,
因为让这个教会不仅仅是你们,
but that your children know who Jesus is too.
也是让你们的下一代认识主。
And when I was 12 and they let me take the offering,
我12岁的时候, 他们让我去收奉献,
that helped me.
这个对我帮助很大。
But sometimes I felt like my church wanted me to just go in a room and be quiet.
但是很多时候我觉得好像教会的人就想在屋子里面静静地待着，就想让我在一边待着。And
it's important that we don't just say church is for me.
是非常重要的是教会不仅仅是为某一个人准备的。
But we say church is for the next generation too.
教会也是为了下一代人的。
And what it really comes down to and helps us think about is how do we keep Jesus in the center?
那么我们需要注意的是怎么样让耶稣在这一切事情的最当中。
Where I'm not in the center,
我不是事情的中心,
and you're not in the center,
你也不是中心,
Jesus is in the center.
耶稣才是中心。
And so what we're going to look at is a passage of scripture where Jesus is the center.
所以我们现在看的一段经文就向我们描述主耶稣是整个事情的中心。
To remind us that Jesus is the object of our worship.
来提醒我们,主是我们敬拜的对象。
And so what we're going to see in Luke chapter 19,
我们在路加福音19章所看到的,
is Palm Sunday and the triumphal entry.
就是在圣宗旅日,主耶稣光荣进圣城的事情。
And in my church this morning,
在我的教会上午的时候,
at Hope,
在Hope教会,
we gave the children palm branches,
我们给孩子们发棕榈枝,
and they came down the aisle,
他们来到前面,
and they waved them,
然后他们就挥舞着棕榈枝,
and they have sword fights with them,
他们就用棕榈枝当剑来打仗玩,
and they hit each other with palm branches,
就拿这个打着玩,
because we remember what Palm Sunday was all about.
因为我们在纪念棕榈日的意义。
And there are parts of Palm Sunday that I love.
因为他们也是棕榈日的一部分。
Because it's a great reminder.
因为是一个提醒大家的好机会。
But there are parts of Palm Sunday that we forget.
但是我们也忘了，他们自己也应该庆祝棕榈日。
And we forget that the same people who were crying out Hosanna.
我们忘了那些高喊何塞纳的人。
In just a couple days, would be crying out, "Crucify him."
几天以后，他们会高喊钉死他。
The same people who were throwing down their cloaks and announcing that Jesus was the king.
那些把衣服铺在地上，大声喊着主耶稣是王的人。
In just a few days, would be calling out for the name of Barabbas.
几天以后，会大声喊着释放巴拉巴。
A man who was a murderer.
是他们竟要释放一个杀人犯。
A man who was in jail.
他们想要释放一个真正有罪的人。
And the people who were praising Jesus are now calling for another man to be released so that Jesus can be killed.
在棕榈日，那些大声敬拜耶稣的人，过几天又大声喊着要让耶稣去钉十字架。
So we have a problem with Palm Sunday.
所以我们在棕榈日总是很矛盾。
Because it's possible for people to worship Jesus,
因为确实有可能我们一面敬拜耶稣
but not really let him be the center.
同时又没有让耶稣作为自己生命的中心
It's possible to be in church,
这个在教会里是非常有可能的
and sing songs,
特别是在我们唱敬拜诗歌的时候
and read the Bible,
在我们读圣经的时候
but not really let Jesus be in the center.
做这些事情的时候，没有让主耶稣做我们真正的中心。
And so, what I want to talk to you about is keeping Jesus in the center.
所以今天我们要讲的就是以耶稣基督为中心
，making him the object of our worship.
把他作为我们敬拜的对象。
So, I want to look again at Luke chapter 19.
所以我们再来看一遍路加福音十九章。
And if it's okay, I'd like to read it again for you. You did a great job reading it, but I'd like to read it again.For you. And you'll help me, right?
大家就读中文吧，牧师要用英文念一下。I ask them to read in Chinese.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So you can read it in English.
Okay. We're doing good so far. Are we doing okay?
Fine, but you can keep it longer.
Okay.
So I can get
a full sentence. Luke 19:28. When he had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem.When he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent two of the disciples, saying, Go into the village in front of you, where on entering you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, Why are you untying it? You shall say this, The Lord has need of it. So those who were sent away and found it, just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners said to them, Why are you untying the colt?And they said, The Lord has need of it. And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in heaven.The highest. So let's pause there for just a minute because there is some irony that's taking place here.
我们先停在38节，因为这儿有一点点自相矛盾的地方，也有一点就是有点讽刺的地方。
Do you think it's strange that the creator of the universe is asking if he can borrow a donkey?
你觉得是不是很有意思，这个宇宙万物的主宰竟然去问一个人向他借一头驴。
Do you think it's strange that the one through whom everything was created, the earth and the stars and the sun and the moon and all the animals, the one who made it all, is asking permission to borrow a man's donkey?
你们觉得是不是非常的神奇？因为这个创造天地万物的主宰，天地万物都是借着他造的这样一个人。竟然需要去向人征询意见，问他借一头驴来用。
So the first thing that I want you to think about when you think about worship and keeping Jesus in the center is this: that Jesus asks you to give something.
所以第一件我们要思考的事情就是，当我们在敬拜的时候，我们要以主耶稣为敬拜的对象，同时我们要知道主耶稣需要我们去付出。
Sometimes we think that worship is what we get, and when we worship, we want to be given something. But that doesn't seem to be what we're seeing in this passage.
我们有的时候以为，当我们敬拜的时候，我们是要就是 ，Are we given or are we, when we worship? Do is it a given or
what we give?
敬拜就是去去付出。我们有时候觉得是敬拜就是要去付出。
So Jesus is God, right? And because he's God, he could just take the donkey.
因为主耶稣是神，因为他是神，他如果想要一头驴，他就会有。
Jesus could just snap his fingers and have a donkey appear.
他也许就是一下子就能变出一头驴出来。
Jesus doesn't even need a donkey. He could just float through and have people praise him.
他甚至不需要骑驴，他就是飘在天上也可以。
So why does Jesus begin this situation by asking permission for a donkey?
但是为什么主耶稣会制造这样一种情形，要去问人借一头驴呢？
Because Jesus asks you to give something.
因为主耶稣想要让我们去给出一些东西。
When it comes to worship, Jesus desires for you to offer something.
当我们敬拜的时候，主耶稣想要让我们奉献自己。
And he asked for something earthly. He didn't have a fancy horse. He didn't have a fancy wagon. He rode on a donkey, one that had never been ridden before.
主耶稣向我们要的东西都是非常通常的、平常的东西。他不会向你要一个跑车或者一个战车之类的。
And also, what you should understand is that they are approaching the temple.
而且呢，他们去的方向是。会堂是去敬拜的地方。
When you went to Jerusalem, you worshipped at the temple.
在耶路撒冷，人们在会堂里面敬拜。
When you went before God, you went before God in the temple.
当你去见神的时候，你去到会堂里面去见神。
When you made your sacrifices, you made them in the temple.
当你奉献的时候，你也到会堂里面去奉献。
Jesus isn't going to the temple.
耶稣就是去到殿堂里面。
Jesus is riding on a borrowed donkey.
耶稣他骑着一头借来的驴。
And instead of sacrifices of animals, they're offering him sacrifices of their clothing.
人们没有把他们的动物杀死献给耶稣，而是把他们衣服脱下来铺在地上。
So the God of the universe, who created everything, is riding in on a borrowed donkey along a path made by people's cloaks.
所以宇宙万物的主宰骑在一头借来的驴上面。并且走在一条人们衣服铺就的路上。
So my question is, what does it take for you to worship?
所以我的问题对众人，对你们就是说，你们要敬拜神，你们所付出的东西是什么呢？
Sometimes we think worship is when the song is just right.
也许我们以前认为敬拜就是唱一些诗歌。
If it's the song we like.
唱一些我们喜欢的歌。
With the instrument that we like.
也许这个诗歌很优美。
We think worship is about what we like.
我们以为敬拜就是按照我们喜欢的样子唱我们喜欢的诗歌。
And what we see here is that worship begins with your willingness to offer something to Jesus.
但是我们在这儿看到的是敬拜的开始就是我们心甘情愿的拿出自己的一些东西来敬拜主。
Someone offers a donkey, and for others, they offer their coats.
有的人奉献了一头驴，有的人脱下自己的衣服。
Giving reminds us that there is something bigger than just us.
当我们给出这些东西的时候，我们心里面就意识到说，世上有比我们更大的。
Coming to worship and offering ourselves reminds us that the object of our worship is bigger than just me.
我们来敬拜，并且把自己所有的东西心甘情愿的交出来，就意味着我们知道我们敬拜的比我们大。
And what you see is that what you give never exceeds the one you're giving to.
我们知道，我们所送出来的东西，永远也不会比我们敬拜的对象要大。
The people played a huge role in worship. What they gave was the path on which the Savior moved.
这些围绕着耶稣敬拜他的人，他们所交出来的是一条路，通过这条路，人们去敬拜耶稣。
We see that God receives our praises.
我们看到神悦纳了我们的敬拜。
He's in the center of glory.
他是整个荣耀的中心。
What you bring to him matters.
你为他摆上的东西是很重要的。
Thank you for your lovely coats.
感谢你这件美好的衣服。
Thank you for your donkey.
感谢你这头驴。
But was the donkey the center of the story?
但是驴是这个故事的中心吗？
No.
不是的。
Were the coats the center of the story?
人们脱下的衣服是这个故事的中心吗？不是。
Was it important for people to lay down their coats?
人们脱下衣服铺在路上是很重要的事情吗？
Yes, it was.
是很重要。
But were the coats being worshipped?
但是我们是敬拜的铺在地上的衣服吗？
No.
不是的。
Jesus was being worshipped.
耶稣是被敬拜的对象。
What you and I bring to worship matters.
你和我们能够交出的用来敬拜的东西是很重要的。
Because worship is the path on which the Savior moves.
因为敬拜是我们来To Savior moves.
Yes.
M-O-V-E-S.
Moves, yes. M-O-V-E-S.
敬拜是我们
Or he comes, he travels.
Sorry, I don't guess.
Yeah, we'll just leave that. But, don't get married to your coat.
但是不要太在乎你那件衣服。
Don't get married to your donkey.
不要太定睛于你那头驴。
Sometimes we get so focused on what we offer,that we forget that it's to bring in Jesus.
有很多时候我们在意的是自己给出的东西而不是主耶稣他本人。
What would happen if the people who laid their coats down thought that all of the celebration was for their coat?
怎么如果人们把自己衣服脱下来突然觉得自己敬拜的是地上那些衣服呢？
It wouldn't be true worship.
那不是真正的敬拜。
Sometimes we get so focusedon the way that we worship that we forget who we're worshiping.
有时候我们太专注于自己敬拜的方式而忘了我们敬拜的对象是谁。
I talked to someone at another church who was telling me about a little conflict in their church.
我听别的教会的人说过他们教会的一些矛盾。
It wasn't this church.
不是你们教会。
Just so we're clear on that.
我们还好。
And there was an argument because the organist who loves to play got replaced by a violinist who was visiting.
因为这个弹风琴的专注弹风琴的那个服侍的弟兄被一个拉小提琴的给代替了。
And the organist was very upset.
所以这个弹风琴的弟兄就非常的难受。
Because you can't have church if you don't have an organ.
因为他觉得教会不用风琴敬拜是不行的。
And this was not my church. This wasn't your church.
这不是我们教会，也不是你们教会。
So we don't ever struggle with these things.
所以我们不会为这些事情而烦恼。
But my friend was very sad because he was very discouraged by the fighting over whether the organ or the violin was a better donkey.
所以，但是在我那个朋友的教会，人们非常痛苦，他们整天就纠结于到底是风琴是一个更好的驴呢，还是小提琴是一个更好的驴呢？
So we don't fight over the coat on the ground.
其实我们打架的东西是地上的衣服。
We just lay it down.
我们并不是为那个衣服来争执，我们只不过把它铺在路上。
Because the object of our worship is Jesus.
因为我们敬拜的对象是主耶稣。
And Jesus asked that you take something from yourself and you lay it down so that he can pass by.
主耶稣要求我们的是把我们自己生命中的一些东西交出来，交给他，铺在路上，这样他就能走过去。
And so this is a very important idea that I want to tell you.
这个是今天要讲的一个很重要的点。
When it comes to worship and making Jesus the center,
当我们敬拜的时候，要以主耶稣为中心。
Be married to the function, not the form.
我们要注重的是，我们达到的达到什么目的，而不是我们要采用的什么手段。
You can worship doing all sorts of things.
我们敬拜的时候 可以用 多种的方式。
When you're studying for a test, can you worship?
我们这个啊，反正就可以敬拜嘛。
I'm trying to stump you. That's actually what I'm trying to do.
Sorry.
When you're studying for an exam, you can worship.
当你准备考试的时候，你也能敬拜。
When you're driving your children to a soccer game, can you worship?
当你开车带孩子去参加球赛的时候，你也能敬拜。
When you're getting ready to go into a board meeting to meet with very important people, can you worship?
当你要参加一个很重要的董事会的会议的时候，你也能敬拜。
When you put Jesus in the center,
当你把主耶稣放在生命的中心的时候，
you can worship a lot.
你什么时候都可以敬拜。
On the opposite side,
那么相反的方向是，
can you sit in a church and sing a wonderful hymn and not worship?
你坐在教会里面唱一首非常好听的赞美诗，但是你不一定是在敬拜啊。
Can you sit in church and listen to an average preacher and not worship?
你坐在教会里面听一个牧师讲道的时候，也不一定是在敬拜啊。
Yes.
对啊，不一定。
It all comes down to are you being married to the function of worship, not the form that you're worshiping in.
归根结底就是说你到底敬拜的是什么，而不是说你敬拜的形式是怎样。
And that's a very important thing because my parents love worship that's one way.
这非常重要，因为我的父母喜欢用一种形式来敬拜。
I love worship that's another way.
而我喜欢别的形式。
My children love worship that's a different way.
我的孩子又是喜欢不同的形式。
Whose way wins?
那谁的方式更好呢？
The one that puts Jesus in the center.
只有那些把主耶稣放在中心的才是好的。
So I learn how to worship from my children and from my parents.
所以我既从我的孩子们，也从我的父母那儿学到如何敬拜。
My parents learn how to worship from me and my children.
我的父母也从我这儿和从我的孩子身上学到如何敬拜。
But only if we make Jesus the center.
但是这一切的前提只是我们敬拜的中心是主耶稣。
And if we lay down our coats instead of fighting over whose coat is nicest.
我们把自己的衣服铺在地上，而不是争论谁的衣服最好。
Okay, back to Luke.
我们回到路加福音。
I want to read the last two verses, verse 39 to 40.
39, 40节。
Here's what it says. And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. He answered, I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out. So with all of the excitement to see Jesus and all of the things that are being yelled to praise him,
当人们如此的激动的敬拜主耶稣的时候，
Who is the least excited?
谁没有那么激动呢？
The ones who should have been the most.
是那些本应该最激动的人。
The Pharisees were the smart religious professionals.
也就是法利赛人，也就是那些最聪明、最属灵的人。
And the people are yelling Hosanna and King.
人们高喊何塞纳王。
And they come to Jesus and they say, Teacher.
但是这些法利赛人却对耶稣称作夫子。
They don't call him King, they don't call him Lord, they call him Teacher.
他们没有称主耶稣为王、为主，只是称呼他为夫子。
And they say, Teacher, tell your people to be quiet.
他们对耶稣说，夫子，让你的人闭嘴。
Teacher, your people are getting too excited, they're getting carried away.
你看你这些人太激动了，不合适。
Tell them to be quiet.
让他们闭嘴吧。
Sometimes when I worship in church or by myself, I like to be still.
有的时候我自己在教会敬拜的时候，我就喜欢站着一动不动。
Sometimes I like to raise my hands and focus on Jesus.
有的时候我喜欢举起手，然后以耶稣为中心。
Sometimes I like to close my eyes.
有时候我想要闭上眼睛。
Sometimes I might even like to kneel.
有时候我甚至想要跪下来。
Because it helps me take a posture where I can submit to my Lord.
因为这样帮助我能够顺服在主的里面。
And sometimes, if I confess to you, I would say that when I worship by myself, I feel very comfortable.
其实说实话，当我一个人敬拜的时候，我感觉很舒适。
But sometimes when we come together to worship, I'm afraid to move.
但是当我们和很多人一起敬拜的时候，我就不太敢动。
I don't know what someone will think of me if I raise my hand.
我也不知道当我举起手来的时候，大家怎么评论我。
I don't know if someone will judge me if I kneel.
我也不知道当我跪下的时候，是不是有人会论断我。
And sometimes, instead of really focusing on Jesus and making him the center, we're more focused on each other.
所以很多时候敬拜的时候，我们想的不是主耶稣，而是想着旁边的人。
If I raise my hand, will they think I'm crazy?
如果我举起手，他们是不是觉得我很疯狂？
If I close my eyes, will they think I'm asleep?
如果我闭上眼，他们是不是以为我睡着了？
And I focus on all the other people around me.
所以我满脑子想的都是旁边的人
Instead of focusing on Jesus.
而不是想着我敬拜的主耶稣
Now, I'm not telling you that you should be crazy in church.
我不是告诉大家一到教会就要疯疯癫癫的
Or run around out of control.
或者就满地乱跑
But sometimes we don't look at Jesus when we worship, we look at each other.
但是确实很多时候我们敬拜的时候没有尊主为大而是尽想着旁边的人
And the most important one to look at when you worship is Jesus.
其实我们敬拜中最重要的、最要考虑的是主耶稣。
More than your friends.
比你那些朋友、旁边的朋友更重要。
More than the people around you.
比你身边的人更重要。
More than your pastor.
甚至比你的牧师更重要。
Are you focusing on Jesus?
你的中心是不是主耶稣呢？
And I have good news or bad news depending on how you look at it.
我有一个好消息，还有一个坏消息。
When the Pharisees tell Jesus to tell his people to be quiet,
当法利赛人要求主耶稣让他的门徒安静下来的时候
，Jesus says, "If they don't praise me, then the rocks will cry out."
主耶稣说，如果他们闭口不言，这些石头必要欢呼起来。
The bad news is that you are replaceable.
坏消息是，我们都是可以被代替的。
By a rock,
甚至被一块石头代替。
That because of who Jesus is, and because of how amazing He is, and His power and His glory, that if you don't do it, a rock will.
因为主耶稣他就是神啊，因为他的本质，他的全能，一颗石头都愿意敬拜他。
Some of us take our worship very seriously.
我们有的人对敬拜看得很重。
And we're very serious.
我们非常严肃。
Did you know that a rock can worship Jesus just as well as you can?
但是你知不知道一块石头敬拜主耶稣可能比你敬拜的还要好呢
Some of you look like rocks when you worship.
有的人看起来就像一块石头
What is important for you to understand here is that because of who Jesus is, if you don't worship him, someone else will.
所以我们要知道的是主耶稣他就是主，你不愿意敬拜他，别人自会敬拜他。
Worship is a privilege. It is our first and our greatest act.
敬拜主耶稣是我们的一个特权。
And if you don't do it, then Jesus will recruit the rocks.
如果你不想敬拜主耶稣，主耶稣会让石头来敬拜他。
Why would he say that?
为什么他这么说呢？
Because Jesus must be worshipped.
因为主耶稣是配得敬拜赞美的。
Praised for his glory,
为他的荣耀赞美他。
Praised for his majesty,
为他的尊荣赞美他。
His power,
为他的大能赞美他。
His saving work on the cross,
为他在十架上成就的救恩赞美他。
Who he is and what he's done sends ripples throughout all of creation.
主耶稣他这个人，还有他所做的事情，把他所有的被造之物都大受影响。
And sometimes we're the last ones to see it.
其实我们很多时候自己并看不见。
Hallelujah must be sung.
我们必须要高唱哈利路亚。
And so we say, let it come from us.
这些最好是由我们来唱。
This Jesus, who is most highly worshipped in all of heaven, chose to come to us on the back of a borrowed donkey.
我们天地万物都要开口大声的赞美主。
This Jesus, who is worshipped in heaven, takes great pleasure from the worship that you offer.
我们的主耶稣他在天上就能得到天使天君的赞众人的赞美，但是他所看重的是从你口中发出的赞美。
So how will you make Jesus the center?
那么你怎样把耶稣作为你赞美的中心呢？
How will you make Jesus the center of what you do here?
你怎样像 这里面一样把主耶稣奉为中心呢？
How will you make Jesus the center of what you do at home or in your job?
你怎么样回家以后在工作当中还是把主耶稣奉为你的中心呢？
It begins when you lay down what you have.
当你把自己所有的交出来放在他的面前的时候，
When you engage with him personally and allow your hearts to be involved.
当你跟他有一个亲密的关系并且把你的心交出来给他的时候，
But remember that it's always about him and keeping him in the center.
但是在这一切的事情之上你要记住一定要以主耶稣基督为中心。
Because Jesus is the object and he must be worshipped. So let the worship come from you.
因为主耶稣是敬拜的对象，而且他是必要得到敬拜赞美的，所以那个敬拜让那个敬拜从你发出。
Would you pray with me?
我们一起祷告。
Jesus, we come before you today desiring to worship you.
主耶稣，今天我们来到你的面前，我们渴慕来敬拜你。
We come here today because we want to see you more clearly.
我们今天来到这里，因为我们想更加清楚地看见你。
Jesus, help us to see that you don't live in the giant temple.
主啊，求你让我们看到，你并不是住在那些大的殿堂里面。
But that you come to us asking that we offer ourselves.
但是你走到我们当中，要求我们把我们自己的东西交给你。
Help us to keep you in the center of our lives with all that we do.
帮助我们，让我们在这一切事情当中紧紧地围绕在你的以你为中心。
Help us to lay our lives down for you.
帮助我们，让我们把自己的生命交出给你。
And help us to show you to those around us.
帮助我们，让我们帮助我们身边的人看到你。
Thank you that you receive our worship.
主啊，感谢你悦纳我们的敬拜。
And help us to worship you well.
求你帮助我们更加好地赞美你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
以主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
感谢 Pastor Dan 给我们带来信息，让我们今天以回应诗歌和撒那。
I see the King of glory coming on the cloud with fire. The whole world shakes, the whole world shakes. I see his love and mercy washing over all our sin. The people sing.The people sing, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. See a generation rising up to take their place with selfless faith, with selfless faith. I see a near revival stirring. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Fill my heart and make it clean.
Pastor Doug, give us a benediction.
Now may you go out in the name of Jesus. May you be good worshipers. May you worship him wherever you go, wherever you work or play or live, and may people see him when they see you, because you keep him in the center. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 请仍然站立，我们唱三一颂。 大家请坐，大家请坐。我们今天的敬拜就停止在这里。在我报告之前，先欢迎我们第一次来中的这个新的朋友。我这里有一份，我不知道他在不在，这个叫涂青石，是不是已经出去了？OK， 我左手边还有没有新来的朋友？OK。 右手边有没有？好，有几件事情报告一下，就是大家也能看见，就是那个今天这个聚会结束后，马上有这个Easter Egg Hunting，所以说结束后马上可以10岁以下孩子马上可以出去。4月19号在 Hope Church，周五晚上有复活节的这个圣诞节的聚会，我们教会有代表去参加这个，也欢迎各地家庭如果留守的可以。 可以来参加 Hope Church 本身的这个圣诞节的聚会。4月21号有复活节的洗礼加爱宴，请大家为这个受洗的弟兄姐妹们继续祷告。4月26号周五晚上在那个 Danbury华人教会，他们有诗歌分享敬拜。这个冯金牧师我记得好像是来过我们教会讲到过，我记得十几年前的时候，他是。 他是那个做这个广播那个空中广播这个布道的，主要是大对大陆对东北那些地区就有这个广播布道，也欢迎大家可以参加。他们有这个晚餐，有这个晚餐提供。如果想去的可以告诉我们一声，我们统计下人数。对，下面事情都是差不多。那个还有没有别的什么需要报告的？ 那好，那我们默祷后彼此纪念，散会，谢谢。